News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.
Now, it's the Executive Chair time, and today we're joined by David O'Reilly, who's the Managing Director of Shomra. Shomra was founded in 1998 and has since become Ireland's number one provider of home extensions and renovations. David, you're very welcome to News Talk. Thanks for coming in to us today.
Thank you, Mandy. Thanks for having me.
Now, we're going to talk about Shomra in a moment and the success of that business. I think it's a name everybody in Ireland knows and is familiar with. But before we do all that, maybe tell us a little bit about yourself and your own background.
Well, my background is pretty simple. I don't have a phenomenal story to tell in that respect. I started my career off in carpentry. I went from a joinery shop. I served my time as a carpenter and joiner. I went on and I did a national skills. I enjoyed that building element of things. I had plans to be an engineer and so on and so forth, but the way things worked out at the time, I had family in construction, and I thought it was the best way to go for me at the time. So once I did that, I actually moved. If you remember now, I think it was 2008, we had the crash, so they were difficult enough times. So I actually went to Shomra at that stage on a three-day-week basis, on a week on, week off. And I thought this was a good opportunity for me. So I got in and I got stuck in, essentially, and I made my way up through the ranks through Shomra from running sites to running the factory. I went into procurement. I then furthered that, a couple of small kind of degrees and certs and whatnot, and looked to upskill. And I made my way up through the ranks, both from an educational and academic standpoint. I went back and did a degree in quantity surveying and construction economics. That gave me the skill set then to move into the more commercial side of the business. And I now, in 2023, myself and my brother, we bought Shomra, and I've taken it to a whole new level, effectively.
Yeah, see, David, you started off there saying, I don't think my story is extraordinary at all. And actually, your story is quite extraordinary because you've gone from working in the business in carpentry and learning a skill to owning that business, not just any business, but a business that's extremely successful. And that is an extraordinary journey that I think you've just outlined for us there. But you don't seem to think it's extraordinary yourself.
I think most people find it hard to talk about themselves in
I don't.
Fairness.
I love talking about myself.
I think some of my closer friends will probably think differently now. But I suppose I find it hard to see it as it is. But when you do take a step back and you take that helicopter view, so to speak, it's a good story.
Yeah,
it's a story I've thoroughly enjoyed.
It's a great story. And the one element that really interests me about it is the carpentry, learning a skill, learning a trade, and then being able to use that in a business that you clearly love, and then learning the business side of the business.
Yeah.
Do you think that we have got way too snobby about people and particularly young people going into trades and learning a trade and then thinking that it's not possible to develop from beyond that? I have a friend at the moment who's going through this very thing with his son, who's not academically minded, let's say. But there's always, looking at you, there's always a potential to develop the business side of it after.
Yeah, I really think there is. I suppose the proof is in the pudding. I thought to myself when I was finishing school that the college life wasn't for me. I wanted to make.
Did you not like academia in school, or did you?
No, I did. I was okay in school now, in fairness. I enjoyed it for the most part, like any young teen. And I thought to myself that, quite simply, you know, at the time, you know, you have a different mindset. I'm going to go in, I'll go into construction and I'll make a few pound quick. That was the idea. But I think you might be right. You touched on something there in a sense that there might be a degree of sobriety to it. And I think that has unfortunately put even the industry at the moment into a skills shortage. I think what we have now is a huge surge and an attempt from a government level down to push people back into the trades. And I think that's really, really important. I think what the trade gave me was a ticket to go anywhere. Now I stayed. I stayed in Ireland for the plan. I stayed in Ireland to stay with my wife, Emer. But effectively, I suppose when I went back to college in a more meaningful way and did that kind of 5-year part-time course, that was with a long-term view. Mm. I remember the interview with DIT and Tony Cunningham at the time, and I expressed that I had no interest in being a quantity surveyor, but that I wanted the skill set. And I was able to take that commercial element of things and make it work for me, effectively. Mm.
But in a similar way that the carpentry worked for you at one point in your career, there was going to be another skill set that helped you evolve and move on, but you never lost the other. So how has that, you know, knowledge of carpentry helped you in this business with driving productivity and understanding the customer?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. So in fairness, the understanding of the fundamentals of carpentry, and then as a carpenter, you're quite central to what happens in all the trades of a construction project. So it gave me a fundamental understanding of all the basics. I wouldn't say I know an awful lot, but I know enough to put the right people in the right place. So it gave me a phenomenal understanding of construction, how it should be done, the accuracy of it, and effectively in any trade, they're hard jobs. In fairness, you're up at the crack of dawn, you're not back till it's dark, you're up in dark and you're home in the dark. So that gave me a phenomenal work ethic, but it also allowed me then to better understand each of the roles that I fulfilled throughout my career.
Wow, yeah. Now, so just to move on to Shomra and the huge success story that's been. I mean, I think everybody, even if it's not a Shomra room, if there's a room out the back, you call it your Shomra.
Yeah, yeah.
So talk to me about where that's at, because it obviously started off and its unique selling point was an off-site construction model product. But what's your USP now? Where are you at now?
Well, our USP right now is that we are a design and build specialist. We offer a healthy blend of both the architectural and beauty side of what it is that construction can be, from a design element of things. And then we have operational excellence, such as the record that we boast about over the 3,000 projects that we've done. We have a 99% on-time completion rate and a within-budget completion rate.
And I was having a look at the reviews there last night. It's just incredible.
Yeah, it really, really is. We quite simply have a phenomenal team. We have a really, really good understanding as to what it is that our clients want. And we figured out really, really early on that in our game, and the investment that it takes into people's homes wasn't going to be repeated. So there was no repeat business for us.
Mm.
So the idea for us was that we would put customer satisfaction to the forefront of what we do.
And then word of mouth, I guess, for you is important.
That was huge. And still today is, in fairness, it makes over 42% of our inquiries. And our inquiries are quite substantial for our services, whether it be for garden rooms or for the house extension and renovation side of the business.
Mm.
So when we figured that out, and to a degree, we had to find a way to quantify what is a successful project. I think for us, it starts with design. Design is a huge element of what we do. We have a phenomenal team of design consultants and architects, engineers, quantity surveyors, project managers, you name it.
So it's that end to end, though, isn't it? It's the whole project. Whereas if you were doing it yourself, you'd be bouncing around a lot of people. You do the whole lot.
Well, that's exactly it. Like, you know, traditionally, or even sometimes in today's market, you'd have someone going to an architect or the local builder, and that'd be that. To a degree, not to cast any negativity on other sides, but there has that reputation for the adversarial approach, cost overruns, time overruns, things of that nature. We have an element of control that no one else really has. We have an offsite approach that I said starts with design and has project management right the way throughout. It has four simple stages, if I'm honest. We have a design stage, and design is the platform for which a great project can be actually executed. So once we get that right, we can bring that client journey right the way through. So they have a transparent, communicative just journey throughout. They know exactly where they stand. There's no surprises, so to speak. If I can say that in construction.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look, David, it's an absolutely fascinating story. It's a great success story. And we wish you and your brother all the best for the future in your next endeavour.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.